That is today's news from Public Sector Executive on Thursday, the 25th of April, 2024. With local elections looming and a general election on the horizon, the Labour Party has set out its plans for a major transport shake-up by bringing the railway back under public ownership. In a speech today, Shadow Transport Secretary Louise Hay has pledged to re-nationalise the rail network within the first 5 years should Labour be elected into government in the next election. This will bring the creation of the long-awaited Great British Railways, with a focus on delivering better value for passengers and securing the future of the network. This news follows the announcement that the government is open to discussions around new transport improvements between Liverpool and Manchester, plans for which were put forward by Mayors Steve Rotherham and Andy Burnham. The Scottish Government has announced the ending of the Bute House Agreement, which saw cooperation between the government and the Scottish Greens. This comes after reported disagreements over the government's climate strategy, and we'll see the Green Party's co-leaders Laura Slater and Patrick Harvey no longer part of the Scottish Government. First Minister Humza Yousaf thanked the two leaders before committing to a consensus-building approach to climate work. And this week, it was announced that the Prime Minister will grow investment in the defence budget by 2.5% of the nation's GDP by 2030. However, planned civil service cuts don't seem to free up enough funding. Spending on defence is to increase immediately, with linear rises coming over the course of the next 6 years. This means an additional £75 billion before reaching £87 billion per year in 2030. In response to the plans, the Institute for Government has stated that the announcement doesn't add up and has claimed that cutting civil service jobs won't free up enough budget to pay for the investment. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin. And check out our stories in full on our website, publicsectorexecutive.com.